in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam, like, yo.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast, the podcast where I, John Sensei, break down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. Now, usually when I interview people that probably agree with me that Japanese is the best language. But today we're talking to my good friend Shota, who's part of Bunlingo, or you may know him from his own Instagram page. He's a polyglot, a linguist.Also a Japanese native. Shota-kun, why don't you introduce yourself? Shota-kun, I should call you Kun. You're actually older than me.
yeah, great. Thanks, Johnny. So, 皆さん、おはようございます。世界、I'm Shota-sensei. How are you guys doing? And yeah, it's such an honor to, you know, appear on Manga Sensei TV. So, yeah, I'm so excited.
It's fun. We're excited to have you. So the first thing I want to ask, if people don't know you, who is Shota-sensei?
All right. So I'm Shota-sensei. And actually, as he mentioned, I love, you know, learning and speaking language, you know, without going to school, but you know, instead studying by myself. And yeah, actually...My passion now is to express and to show you guys some beautiful spots in Japan, specifically in Hiroshima. And also, I do some tutorial lessons of the Japanese language via both YouTube and Instagram.
Yep. So if you want to learn Japanese or you want to include Japanese more into your daily life, if you're thinking, Manga Sensei podcast is good, but he only does it for 5 minutes every day. You know, I like comic books, but not that much, so I don't want to read his comic. There's some great resources on Instagram for you that Shota and his team also provide, as well as if you want some good language learning, like you want an actual course, start learning the language a chunk at a time, his YouTube channel, which everything will be below in the show notes, is available. And it's actually really quite good. I don't bring losers on my podcast.
Yeah, thanks anyway. Yeah.
No problem. So the first thing I want to ask you is, why become a linguist? I lived in Japan for a good while. I've been to Japan a couple of times, and Japanese people often struggle to learn a second language. Most people simply only speak Japanese, even if they study English in university. Yet you speak wonderful English. Why?
Well, so the thing is, as you may, can you see this map? The word map? Oh, that's too small, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, Japan is such a small island country.
Yep.
And, you know, when I was like 16 or 15, I was just thinking like, so am I just going to die in such a small island?
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing this really, really small part of this vast universe. So I was kind of, you know, thinking like that. And at that time, my dream was to become a basketball player. Mm-hmm. So that was really the beginning of my, you know, focus outside of Japan. And so I decided to go to US, and which I did when I was 16. And I really loved it. And, you know, after I came back from US to Japan, I still, you know, tried to improve my English. And also I actually majored English at college. And yeah, then I went to Europe and I visited like 5 or 6 countries up there.
Wow.
And that was fun, and that was beautiful, and the people that we met, everyone was just nice. But what I thought was, you know, what if I speak the native language out there, you know,
right,
talk with them like heart to heart conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like, you know, great, and that would, you know, make the experiences deeper. So I thought the language would, you know, express their culture, their background, their soul, everything. So
right,
I thought I was, you know, kind of half and half happy and excited, but also kind of a little kuyashi,
yeah. Kuyashi, maybe special music there. We'll act like that didn't happen. Let's try that one time. There we go. There you go. Kuyashi is more of the word, more detailed.
Kuyashi is like.
Oh, kuyashi. I thought you said kuwashi. Yeah, kuyashi more. I don't know. Not quite painful, but I don't know. Hurts you a little bit.
Regret,
right? Yeah, regret, regretful.
Regretful. So I was, you know, becoming more enthusiastic some language. Yeah.
Interesting. So you've now studied a language at university for English, and then you also speak languages like Italian and Spanish, and even a little bit of Russian, you said. How have you seen the difference learning a language at university versus learning a language yourself?
Well, great. And to tell you the truth, at school, I didn't really perform well. You know, my grade was always bad, like F or, you know, close to F, because I wouldn't listen to the teachers. You know, I would just I would skip the classes. You know, I thought that was meaningless. So
right.
I would just do it myself. So I knew that, you know, I was better than sitting in a class. Instead, I was just better doing it myself. So a lot of difference. And you know, the feeling that I'm this work is abrogated by nobody. You know, I can decide, you know, my homework. I can decide how deep I'm going to go in. So, you know, right. The feeling that freedom is here. And, you know, after this whole lessons by myself, you know, better experiences in Italy or in Spain would be there.
Right.
So, a little differences, yeah.
No, it makes sense. I think... when I've traveled, I haven't traveled probably as much as you have, but often when I'll travel to a different country, I'll at least learn how to say thank you, hello, goodbye. That way I can at least, you know, not be too terrible when I, you know, ask for food or something. Just, you know, but it's amazing how much learning a language actually makes even if it's just a trip, makes it so much more rich.
Mm-hmm.
A while ago, my wife and I went on a trip to Taiwan. And I don't speak Mandarin. I don't speak Taiwanese. And so we went to Taiwan and we're looking up the words beforehand. We're like, all right, hello. And we're like, you know, just learning the little tiny things. And it was amazing just, you know, going to somewhere and saying thank you when we receive something and then goodbye. And they're just so kind. Stop just, no, here, have another pork bun. And just, it was just, and I wasn't doing it for more pork buns. I love pork buns, but I wasn't doing it for it. It was just made it that much richer. The people appreciated it. We appreciated being able to connect them just that much more. But there's also that, and being, once you can speak a language fairly decently, is it's amazing just the friends that you make and the connections that you gain to that country.
Exactly, yes. Amazing, yeah.
I think there would literally be no racism if we just learned each other's languages.
No.
It's something very, very special. So, why did you choose the languages that you chose? Why did you decide to choose some majorly European languages? Is it just to pick up the girls or what?
Yeah, the girls, and also besides. So actually, I used to play basketball,
right.
But at the same time, I really liked watching soccer. In American English, soccer, right?
Right, right.
So, I would play, do you know the video game called PES?
PES?
Yeah, PES, which stands for, like, Professional Evolution Soccer or something.
I don't play a lot of video games, I don't know that one.
It's really, like, famous in Europe, I think.
Gotcha.
And everyone says, like, PES all the time. And, anyway, that's a soccer video game, which I play, like, every night.
Gotcha.
And I would some for some reason I would always pick a team from Italy, which is Napoli.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I have the feeling that I will, you know, someday I would like to visit Napoli and watch the real game of them. that was the motivation for that.
That's
but in fact,
good motivation,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I chose Italy. But, you know, in fact, I've never been to Napoli because, you know,
yet.
At that, you know, the schedule was not so good. So instead of going to Napoli, it was better to go to Rome and then to Firenze.
Mm-hmm.
Florence.
Florence,
yes,
mm-hmm.
Florence.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, are you still a big soccer fan?
Yes, I am.
Have you? So, everyone was talking on Twitter a couple. Oh, I think it was like a week or so ago when Japan, you know, cleaned everything out.
Yeah.
I was just like, Japan made out of one, but they won our hearts. I'm like, oh man, of course they won our hearts. What did you think about that as a native Japanese person?
But we lost, so, you know.
It's true.
Kind of question.
It's true, but it was the first time Japan beat a Central American team for the first time ever this year.
Yes, that's true.
And in, I don't know how much you follow women's soccer, but in 2011, was it? Japan won the World Cup for women, too.
Wow. You're such a genius, you know.
I know a little bit about soccer. Soccer's good. I'm more into skateboarding, but I do follow soccer a little bit.
Amazing. Awesome.
It was actually pretty funny when I was in Japan a couple times ago. I was in near Matsumoto. And near Matsumoto. And I guess a couple of the girls from the team are from Matsumoto, and they're all throwing a party like, our soccer team's awesome! It's like, sure, yeah, go for it. Like,
the green team.
That's
yes,
right. That's right.
No. Awesome. Sweet.
So let's go over a little bit of a time from here. So you wanted to learn, you went to the States for a little while, you studied at university English, and then afterwards you decided to study your own languages and kind of take life into your own hands. And then somewhere in there you decide to start teaching people your language. What was the inspiration behind that?
Great. So that inspiration came from my experience after traveling in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I traveled some countries like Italy, England, then Holland, and also Belgium. And you know, all the countries were great.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found that each one of the countries had great places, like even the small villages,
right?
Like with some hundreds of people just
right.
living in there.
Just a couple
but, you know, people were so proud of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like the food and also cultural background,
yeah.
Also the history they had.
Uh-huh.
They were so proud. And
right.
they, every moment, they would, you know, tell me about,
right.
you know, the culture and also the history, traditions. They looked so happy, you know. They got louder and louder. So, I thought that was awesome, you know.
Right.
But when it comes to us, the Japanese people, we are kind of like, you know, we feel a little inferior,
gotcha.
You know, compared with people,
right,
around the world, because you know we're so shy,
yes.
And we don't express ourselves, you know, generally. So,
right.
That's what I felt. We are missing something, and something is wrong in our country. Because, you know, historically,
right.
Japanese people used to be such a proud
yes,
citizen.
They were very proud, yes.
They were so proud, and, you know, they were kind of over-minded. That's why they made some mistakes historically.
Right.
But anyway, nowadays, you know, people are losing their confidence in Japan,
right.
Especially people living in Tokyo, they would just, you know, look at their smartphone the whole day, and they're just missing their lives.
Right.
I just want to say, like, you know, we're get a life, you know?
Yeah.
True. So, that's why I, you know, kind of decided to become someone. You know, on behalf of Japan, I would like to express some amazing things, awesome things
right.
of Japan all across the world. Yeah.
That's awesome. See, that's similar to how I feel. You know, I love Japan. I love the Japanese culture, but Japan is tends to be shy, like exactly like you said. They're not loud. I'm an American. I am very loud. Like, that's part of being an American. I love my guns. I love, you know, American football. I love, and I'm a weird kid, so I like skateboarding, like all these loud, I like metal music, that's my favorite type of music, like I love screaming to music, it's, you know, it's part of who I am as an American. I love hip-hop and, you know, rap music, and so being able to take that, but then going to Japan and falling in love with Japan, meeting people in those little tiny small town villages. I lived in a small tiny place just for a month or so with a roommate in Nagano Prefecture in a small place called Ina, right above Ida. It's just south of Tatsuno, just tiny little place, like 16,000 people. It's super tiny. But they were so, you know, they had that old, you know, no one spoke English to me. It was, they had their food that was only from Ina. They just loved, they had a certain type of ramen dish. And, the idea that I could share not only Japanese language, because I can't say things for Japanese people. I'm not Japanese. I can't say Japanese people think this way, but I'm not Japanese, so I can't say that. But I can say the things that their language does and how that inspires their culture, how their culture inspires them, their language. I can talk about linguistics. That's where my background is. And so that's where Manga Sensei was kind of born from. I wanted to share something that maybe the Japanese themselves couldn't share. Japanese people can, of course, teach their own language like you do, but I can teach their language, but I can also teach grammar. I can teach, you know, technical things that I studied to help other people.
Great. You know, it's just amazing, you know.
It's something that I love. I love Japan. I did a podcast a couple days ago on Sunday, and they were, I told people, don't just pray for Japan. Some people didn't like that. But
that's still good. But you know,
I think it's a thing. And you being from Hiroshima, how this will come out in a couple weeks from now. But how is Hiroshima right now? Is everything okay for you?
Yes, everything is fine. And yeah, now we've come back, but to some spots, just like especially the eastern part of Hiroshima, it's seriously damaged. People are still suffering from lacking in water and electricity,
right.
And they have to live up, you know, by waiting for, you know, supplies and aid. So still, they're in a harsh reality. So, but you know, where I live is in the kind of center of Hiroshima, so there's no problem.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're safe. And do you know of any way that people could, if they want to help the people in Hiroshima, what they should do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, funds mm-hmm. where you can donate, you know, mm-hmm. even animal. And yeah, that would still help a lot.
Right.
And, you know, you just praying is still so thankful. So, you know,
right.
that'd be great. If you could just keep in mind that there is some people striving to survive in Japan.
Right. It's something that gets to you. I mean, I remember growing up in a small town in Nebraska, there was a tornado just down the road. There's a lot of tornadoes every year, but their towns are so small, it rarely hits one. And it hit the town close to where I lived, and it was just so tragic. You know, people lost their homes. There was, you know, no one had electricity. No one had, you know, anything. It's all gone. And you have to start over. And luckily, kind of everyone pulls together, you know, when you're from small town America or even Japan. I mean, after 3/11, everyone came together to help with that. So if you can, everyone, please do something to not only just pray for Japan. If you can only pray, please pray, whatever religion you are. But also see whatever you can do to help this wonderful country. With that, we're going to now switch over into Japanese. Now, if So, if this is your first time listening to an interview, I switch about halfway through or where it feels comfortable into Japanese. If you are a new Japanese learner, don't be intimidated. You'll hear sort of wonderful, lovely, fluent native Japanese and my stuttering, halting Japanese. And you'll hear my mistakes, and that's okay. I encourage people to make mistakes in this podcast. If you're an advanced learner, this is a great opportunity to do some listening practice. And if you're a beginner, it's a great time to try to catch words that you know. If you only know watashi and des, try to catch watashi and des, even though I tend to use boku. But
me too. Boku.
Boku. でもね、友達と一緒に話すとき、ほとんどのが僕だけではなくて、たまに俺も使うんですよ。友達と一緒ね。
いつも俺。
それで、今のところで、YouTube だけではなくて、Instagram、ボンドリンゴと一緒には日本語を教えてるんですけれども、どうやってそれを始めましたか？
それは実はとてもラッキーでした。僕は YouTube だけ。100% フォーカスしてました。でも、ある時、ボンドリンゴの社長、
はい、
社長の人がメッセージくれて、YouTube にもなんかビデオをちょっと提供してくれないかっていうふうなオファーをもらいまして、はい、上げてもいいけど、もしかしたら2人で協力したら、もっといいものを作れるんじゃないかなと思いますって言って、はい、そしたら、その次の週、僕が東京に行って、直接会って、
はい、
じゃあ、YouTube も動画作るし、でもなんかそのボンドリンゴの社長はインスタグラムが今すごくいいよっていう教えてくれたので、はいはい、その時から始まりました、インスタグラム。
すごいですね。それは本当になんか日本ってあんまりなんか企業家とかスタートアップほとんどないんですけれども、それがすごい企業的なものじゃないでしたか。
いや、そうなんですけど、すごいスタートアップ、
はい、
ですごいかっこいい社長と、あともう一人のスタッフだけでやってるんですけど、すごい
かっこいいですね。本当に僕はなんか企業家に対するなんかすごい興味があって、でも日本と特になんか東京なんかスタートアップのエリアがあったんですけれども、ほとんどないんですよね。それはなぜでしょうか？
それなんでなんでしょうね。でもやっぱり国民性っていうものはやっぱあるで、はい、やっぱアメリカの特にスタンフォードの方では、はい、その失敗することがいいこと
はい
っていう、やっぱり日本っていうのはそういう文化はないので、はいはい、失敗したら昔から減点法っていう言葉があるんですね、
はいはい、
減点っていうのは100点満点だけども、そこからダメなやつを減らしていく。
そうですね、確かに。
英語のもうちょっとちっちゃい、もうこんなどうでもいい失敗でも、はいダメ、このちっちゃいやつも、はいダメ、でしょ。だからみんな失敗したらダメっていう考えなんですね。だからできるだけ大きい会社に入ることがみんなのゴールっていう幻想があります、
はい、ありますね。なんかそれだけではなくて、そういうなんかいいな大きな会社、なんか財閥とか入るだけではなくて、そういう会社とかその大きな会社は入るためになんか学校もなんか成績も完璧にならないといけないですし、なんか大学でもなんか大きな大学、なんか東大と早稲大となんか公営外大とか入れないといけないし、それすごいなんか初めからすごい若いから 100% なんか8点満点とかしないといけない。それしないとちょっとなんか微妙じゃないですかね。
そうなんですよ、そうなんですよ、微妙だし、あともう一つ決定的な違いはあって、
はい、
これは何のために生きてますかっていうもの、すなわち ultimate concern って言ったことあるんですけれども、
はい、
例えばキリスト教の人たちっていうのは、
はい、
その神様のために生きてるとか、何のために生きてるっていうのは明確ですね、はい、でイスラムの人たちも同じですね、
はい、
でも日本人っていうのはあんまりそういうのはないです。例えばお正月になったら、
はい、
なんとなく神社に行ってお参りするけど、はいはい、クリスマスになったらなんかなぜかクリスマスだと正式になったらなぜか英語が喋れる牧師さんがいて使いますなんて言うけども、次のもう二度と教会には行かないっていう、すごい不思議な国民で、
はい、
そんな心を満たすものっていうのが明確にないと思うんですね、
は
い、
うんうんうん、
だからそれが自信がないっていうことにもつながってると思います。
あ、確かにね、それはなんかそれわかる。僕は ちなみに日本にいた時、ちょうどなんか教会のこととか、なんかキリスト教について話すことあるんですけれども、すごい、そういうふうに考えれば、で、それが日本があまり企業がないっていう理由が少しだけ分かってきました。
うん、そうなんですね。だから、その、これをしたらダメかもしれないっていうものがたくさん多いし、
はい、
じゃあ何か考える時の基準、
はい、
その、決断をするときの基準っていうのは 何もないから、
はい、
これをしたらお父さんお母さんは何て思うだろうとか、これをしたらみんな何て言うだろうか、ね、みんな、まあ、近くの人のことばっかり気にして、
そうだよね。それがアメリカとなんか全くなんか逆でしょうね。アメリカではもしなんか他の人なんか隣の人とかの考え深く考えばもう怖がるですし、どうするのかすごい心配するなので、アメリカでは特になんかシリコンバレーとか、 なんかスタンフォードとか、自分の間違いは自分のものだから人がこれを気にすればもう無視するわっていうなんか考えはすごい強いんじゃないですか、アメリカでは。なんかちょっとなんか自己心的かもしれないんですけど、なんかアメリカだな。
いやでもいいな、やっぱそういうのね、ないい悪いではなくて、僕はちょっとそういう考え好きですよ、個人的に。
そうですか、あ、よかった。それでボンドリンゴになんかとスタートアップを通して始めてて、でも初めからそういうなんかに人気でしたか？
僕がボンドリンゴに、パートナーとしてやらせて、
はい、
実はこの4月なんですよ、4月。でもその時はすでに、インスタグラムのフォロワーは11万人いましたし、
そう、
YouTube も1万人とかいたし、もうすでにすごく人気なメディアですね。
すごい人気ですね。それとショート先生もなんか YouTube でなんか3500人ぐらいもあるし、僕はYouTube 始めたばかり、多分100人しもういないかもしれないです。
多いよ、僕100人多分2年ぐらいかかりました。
僕はなんか YouTube 始めてばかりで、あまりなんか一つ動画しか撮ってないと思うんですけど、僕ほとんどなんか英語の方言ですけど、I have a face for radio。なんか僕はラジオのための顔があるっていう方言ですけど、見にくいなんだ。ショート先生みたいなイケメンではないよ。いや。それで、もう一度というか、間違いということに集中したいんですけれども、言語を習うためになんか問題が必要ということわざというか、僕は志として考えてるんですけれども、言語を習うために日本人が間違いしたくないから英語をよく学ばないという原因があるかもしれないんですけど、なぜそういう間違いがいるだと思うんですか？
そうか。でも僕はそもそも間違いは必要ないと思いますね。はい、なんか間違いとかどうこう考えること自体。
はい。
うん。まあ、そもそも多分間違いが必要なのはフィードバック。
はい。
が必要で、はい、あ、自分は間違えてたんだっていうのを、あ、ちょっと待ってください。
はい。
あ、すみません。自分が間違えてたんだっていうことを気づくきっかけとしてはいいと思う。
はい、
でも、基本的にはそんなにどうでもいいと思うんですね。
はいはい。
で、なんで言葉があるかって考えたら、やっぱり、そもそも人と人が出会って心を通じ合うため。心と心。そのためにあるはずなのに、なんか言葉は壁だ。言葉はこれとこれ、人と人を分けるものって考えちゃってるのは、
はい、
特に日本人。外人っていう言葉もあるし、うん、日本人と外人、
はい、
すごく分けたり、
うちと外、
はい、そう、それはもう全然違うと思うんですね。で、一番多分大事なことっていうのは、
はい、
質問の答えになってるか分かんないけど、大事なのは、やっぱり、もうなりきること。
はい、
例えば今、 アメリカ人の人と英語で喋ってるんだったら、
はい、
自分は今アメリカ人になりましたっていう頭で、
はい、
もう喋り方とか手の使い方全部をアメリカ人みたいにすること。そもそもその話のトピックに、
はい、
目を向ける、フォーカスしていれば、
はい、
ちょっとグラマー間違えちゃった、単語間違えちゃったってなっても、
はいはい、
2人とも気にしないと思うんですね。
そうですね。
だけど日本人はそのトピックは全然フォーカスしてないです。英語を喋ってる時よりも、英語を喋ってる自分が今人から見て恥ずかしいかなとか、
はい、
間違えてないか
とか、ね、確かにね、
そんなことばっか見てる。だから話全然フォーカスしない
です。ですから、そういう間違いを乗り換えたいという気持ちがあったら、そういう相手の心に集中しなくて、ただそのトピック、そのテーマ、その話題に集中し、その話題に集中したら、そういうなんか自分の単語がなんか間違ってないということをあの気にしないというか、もっと人の心に会えるというわけですよね。
そうです。で、そういうふうにすれば楽しくなるじゃないですか、喋るのが。
ね
え。例えば、ジョニーさんと喋って、すごい面白いけど、うん、
はい。
それ、楽しいって覚えたら、じゃあ一回これやめても、あれ楽しかったからもう一回やりたいな。でも、あの時はもしかしたらちょっと間違えちゃってたかもしれない。だから次勉強しようという気持ちになると思うんですけど、
はいはい。
ね、それがなかったら、もうなんか、もうやりたくないっていう気になっちゃって、そこで終わっちゃうと思う。
そうですよね。僕でもそういう気も、なんかそういう経験、そういうきっかけじゃない。そういう思い出があった。ありました。日本に行って何回も、多分このポッドキャストの中でも何回も間違ったことあると思うんですけれども、僕たちが同じテーマ、同じ話題 に関して話してるので、僕はあまりそういう間違い気にしてないし、もう会話してるんだし、それがいい条件だと思います。皆さん、それを覚えておきなさい。
間違いない。そう。
間違いないですね。それで、これは多分、最後の質問になるんですけれども、
はい、
今のところで、すごい頑張った、初級レベルの、日本語を習いたい方がいて、こういう人に、日本語を習うため、何の助言があるんでしょうか。
うん。素晴らしい質問ですね。でも、言いたいことっていうのは、
うん、
2つだけあります。
Okay. はい、
1つは、もっともっと日本を好きになってほしい。
うん、
もう本当にあなたの考えは間違いじゃないです。
うん、
もし日本に行きたい、日本がそこ何か、例えばアニメが好き、
はい、
例えばこの観光地が好きと思ってるんだったら、間違いないと思います。僕たちはクオリティすごい高いものがたくさんあると思いますし、はい、後悔しないと思います。なので、もっともっと日本好きになって、本当に来て、僕たちと会いに来てほしいです。はい、
うん、
でもう一つは、日本人としては、日本人じゃない人たちが、わざと日本を勉強してくれているっていうのは、すごく嬉しいことですね。
はいはい、
やっぱり、誰も日本人、日本語なんて勉強しないでしょとか、実は日本人の人はみんな思っちゃってるんですよ。
はいはい、
なぜか難しいし、遠いし、島国だし、誰も来てくれないんじゃないかってちょっと自信ない。もう24時間日本人としか会わない生活をしてるんです。だけども生活の本当一部にでも、そういった、
はい、
外から、海の外から来てくれる人がいるっていうのを知るだけですごく本当に嬉しいんです、僕たちは。だからあなたが今勉強しようと思ってくれてるその気持ちは僕たちにとって本当に嬉しいことです。
よかった。
だからちょっとずつでもその炎を燃やし続けてほしいです。
Everybody remember to light that fire, to let that fire burn. Thank everyone. The podcast now is coming. We're about running out of time. I want to thank Shota again. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I love this. Yeah, thank you.
Of course. And if you weren't able to listen all the way to the end of the Japanese, his last bit of advice was quite wonderful. The first thing he wants you to do is really just learn to love Japan. If you love just, manga, I like manga sensei for heaven's sakes, or if you just like, Toyota cars because they have really high quality, or whether you just like, I really, really just want to take some lovely photography because Japan's a beautiful country. Please come to Japan. But also, if you let that fire burn of learning the Japanese language. It's a gorgeous language, and it lets you connect with people like this, with Shota Sensei, and being able to connect with him, which is something that I'm really happy to have done. We will leave all of the show notes down below so you can connect with him on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, as well as with Bonlingo if you'd like to connect with him there. And, 皆さん、覚えておきなさい。もし日本語でペレペレになりたいなら、間違いが必要なんです。ですから一緒に間違えましょう。それじゃあ、また明日。すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に。I say facts. うちに。